Daddy have brought us a long ways. And he done brought us all here and spent all this money. And then some gonna go one way and some another. We done forgot who our leader was. We don't need nobody else. We got all we need. So we got to work in a way to hold what we got, and we gonna follow what we got. And so I thank Dad myself. I just want to go back yard and get a hold of Tim Stone and that Oma, whatever name is. Yeah, so I'm willing to do anything to destroy the peoples out there in the world that's going against us as hard as we worked. And another thing.
That's true. She works too, Miss Gordon.
Another thing that we should pull more together. We're not together like we should be.
True.
When some try to pull one way, some pull them another. We don't forgot who we got. We got to hold to what we got. He done brought us this far. He done saved our lives. Well, why are we? Some gonna drift one way, some another. I'm gonna follow my daddy. I ain't got no other one to follow to help me. My sister told me, Jim Jones that's down there making a fool out of you seniors. I said, well, I'm glad to be here, school. And so I don't have no other one but Daddy saved my life, and I want to thank him for it.
Thank you. If you would not, and she's a beautiful woman. Don't refer to that piece that others, people are saying about the negative, because it only reminds us of how mean and wicked and cruel people are. Just tell what you're going to do, but don't remind us what how evil it is, because it makes your father's heart very heavy that as good as he is, he has not been able to communicate to people. And anybody that can accuse him of making fools out of seniors has to be a barbarian. They have to be something without soul or heart, because ain't nobody ever looked after seniors better than father has. From the time I was a child, had the best nursing home, made $1 million and turned it over to the people. Took care of the people, drug them out of old rat holes, give them nice homes, turned my own home into it. Only home I ever had was a dam. Built onto it and turned it in, made it into the best, the health board called it the best in the state of Indiana, Department of Health. Go ahead.
Well, I can say, Father, that you're the greatest and the most wonderful
just make me a quick vote, honey.
Person in the world that I've ever met.
Just a quick vote, sweetie, if you can, because we're going to get so late that people won't think. Right. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I want to go back to San Francisco or wherever these devils is keeping up so much confusion and keeping you worried all the time and kill the hell out of all of them. That's what I would really like to do.
Thank you. Put it down.
My dad's not permission. I came just because I came. Because
put those names down, boy.
I came because of the principle of what you stood for. And that's what kept me here. That's what kept me in these years. So, when I voted about Cuba, I voted for it on account of benefits, but for the children. But for myself, I'm not thinking about myself because I've already lived my life.
You don't need to explain your vote, honey.
And I am.
You don't need to explain your vote. I've been with you a long number of years, honey. Anything else? What do you want to do with your life?
I would like to go back and take care of all those that caused so much trouble. I don't mind dying.
You got some beautiful people here. You think about it. You want to leave them? She's been with me about 20-some years. Eve over there, 20, going on 30. I ain't leaving these people. I don't give a shit. They're blind, maimed, halt, paralyzed, or crazy if they're along the ocean vessel.
Most
people won't take in those that they consider mentally ill. Most of my best workers are mentally ill. I'm not so sure you don't have to be mentally ill before you can become a communist. You have to get sick mentally about what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. Have a healthy degree of paranoia.
Have you heard from the folks that
went? Yeah.
Daddy, this is the only freedom that I ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. And when I went to your church, two days I made my mind up to follow you wherever you go.
You sure
and
do.
I'll be with you until the end. If I can't go with you, Daddy, I'll lay my life down to die.
Mm-hmm.
Listen here, thank you.
I mean that. I don't doubt it.
I see how you work and back it up. Mm-hmm. When she does that, the communists won't know what to do with it. But she's real. She's real.
I don't really want to go to Cuba, and this is an emotional feeling, but I thought up two logical arguments to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
One is that we have some people, they're good family members, but they are still doing things that would get them thrown in jail or even in one case hung if they were under socialist law of Cuba. And if we go back there, if we go to Cuba, it's unlikely that we could protect them. And I don't think they would necessarily
stop.
They're logical,
Pauline. They don't dare molest any minors. I can tell you that. Their laws are strict. They don't hang too many people and kill many in Cuba. But they don't take no child molesting. They just sleep. I'll tell you, some of these people, that's what's so cool, Salika. They won't steal a wick over there.
No.
They do it because I'm loving, and they think, well, they get by.
Right.
They won't steal what somebody's going to throw them in jail.
Sure won't.
Mm-mm. There's one fault that another thing in Cuba that has. There are a few people who got so much money, and all they want luxury goods, and they've not been educated, and they stand around trying to get you to buy something in the government store where tourists can buy things, some of this ship of Cuba, a luxury ship, a little cheaper. And they'll try to get you to do it. And I don't know what the white market, Lou knows more about this, some son of a bitch. Maybe it's Cuban intelligence trying to test to see who's loyal. I don't know, but they'll fuck it all around you. Very little prostitution. I didn't have anybody bother me but one. I don't know what to talk about it. And that's something for a large country not be bothered, because you go in a big hotel, I'm telling you, young or old, there'll be somebody there going to proposition you with some money. And that was significant. I only have one. I believe only one time.
I may be out of line for this, but I think there's been enough said by Pat.
He said he had one proposition in Cuba for his coat.
I think there's been enough said by Dad to take a vote. And I don't know about all you folks that are coming up here giving speeches, but I don't know what work you're doing tomorrow, but I'd like you to come out and work with me tomorrow if you're going to keep me up until 3 in the goddamn morning. And I wish you'd just say, you know, if you got something new to say, say it, all right? But I'm tired of speeches. I really am tired. Write it down, you know, and we'll put it on your grave, all right?
You can make it concise, because otherwise we'll lose all the thoughts. It's not like I'm going to fall out with a stroke this yet. The emotion, she don't want to go. She made a good point. What was the point she didn't want to go for?
That
you get in trouble if they don't keep the laws. Okay. You got some people here that could only be controlled by a very tight structure, and if they don't know all about U.S. schedule, and that may be the very reason they'll let us stay together as a cooperative. That's one of the reasons the guy won't let us stay. I say, hey, shit, we can use these people politically. They're worth it, but I don't know whether we want to release all these American ghetto folk in our streets. So maybe we'll let Jim Jones stay there and let him kill himself trying to keep him good. That might be. Now, look at my history here. I haven't gone out of this farm, so it's possible. We'll try and negotiate it. As bad as I want to be your leader, I just think it's a chance it won't happen, that's all. I think you better start communicating that right now and say they will do well, and then I can help educate them communistically, and the kids ought to come out here and see for their fucking selves. First place, y'all dare get their ass out and see for themselves. Let's go. What's the other problem?
If you are doing leader, some of our folk are probably going to think they're smart enough to get away with anything, laws or no laws, even
in Cuba?
Some of them have the most swelled heads.
They get unswelled. when they see that crack, when they see those crack Cuban youth corps marching around, and they, and every block has a committee for the defense for revolution. You start any shit gossip, it'll be they believe in reporting. They saved their country from U.S. when they tried to destroy it with swine flu. They tried to put seed their goddamn clown. What are you talking to her for when I'm talking to you, Pauline, for Christ's sakes? Yeah, you're having a dialogue so that I'll listen to me. I'm saying to you that those people report everything. Every block has its committee of the defense of revolution. Every square block. And any shit that goes on, they believe in reporting it because they didn't report and they damn near got destroyed at the Bay of Pigs. And they were tortured under Batista, and they know what the hell fascism is. So they believe reporting is an honorable thing, and this place still doesn't believe it is. And they will not report it. You get it up here and you hear, as somebody said, why the hell didn't you tell us that when you come over here? All this shit you knew, if you'd give us this shit, if you'd put it to us when you got here, or before you got here, we could have stopped some shit. And you got to live with your guilt, because I think it's obvious as a nose on your face. And some of you didn't even respond to it. I think Sister Johnson made some remarks, and hell, it was plain as nose on your face, but you didn't even respond to it. You didn't even take it to heart. You don't believe in reporting. You don't believe in going to trouble to report something. So what happens? A boy gets cocky and rapes a little girl. And if you'd been doing your job, it wouldn't happen. And it means that not one boy, lots of boys. Because you don't want to get in trouble. You will cover your ass. Well, you'll never build a communist society covering your ass. You got to report everything. Because reporting takes on an entirely different significance. Here you're reporting to protect the people. In the system back there, you're reporting to protect the police, to help the police. And the police have to be efficient and humble, but not tote their gun. That's why I'm a lot of requiring classes with them every week and self-analysis. They can't be walking around like gaudy asses and making mistakes like two did the other day and arrest some woman and run her ass her across to the piggery. We're not pigs.
Right.
We're representative people. If it can't be, you need to be off the ass. You need to be all off of the security. You need to be secure in this place, not using your uniform as a cover for laziness. You should hang around a pavilion. Hang around a pavilion in movies. That ain't no way to be security. You know what I mean? It's tough. It's a tough job when you take it seriously like some of them are taking it. But it should be the best people in the police. Because people should be representatives of the people. Okay, go on.
The other thing was some of our people that's still back in America might have a tough time getting to Cuba, especially.
And that's got to be worked out for me before I ever go.
Yeah. Okay.
I ain't going. If they say they won't take people from the United States, I said, fuck you. I ain't going. If you people can go on, we'll give you the boat and you can go. The ones want to go, we'll let you go. You can take the babies and go on, we'll stay here. I'll slip through the goddamn wilds and get back, do what the hell we can. We may get killed before we get to Caracas on our way home or wherever the hell we go. Maybe go south, who knows? Whatever way you have to sneak in to get back there. I ain't going nowhere, though. No, some of those people back there can't go. I can tell you right now, I ain't going. I ain't going. Too tired, fought too many battles, struggled too long, been true to all of you, and I ain't going to start being true to 99% of you now. I'm going to be true to 100%, or I'm going to slit my throat with my own fingernail tonight. I'd rather be dead, tortured. I am being tortured. And I'm not going to live with a tortured conscience. And you youth, I wish to God you could get it. Maybe Professor Rhodes is right, because you're never going to get it from me. But if they throw your ass into some of these communist schools, you get it. You may not get as much character in a million years that you get from me, because you talk while I talk, and you play while I'm talking, and you don't give a shit, and you take me for granted. But if they throw your ass in a communist school, and you get around the communist nations, and you will grow up. And I don't think some of you ever will as long as I'm alive. You want my frank opinion?
I wanted to respond to what Professor Roller said about your becoming a great leader in Cuba and consequently the world revolution.
I guess, unfortunately, a beautiful vision on her part, but I am very dubious of it. What do you think?
I think it shows a lot of idealism, because unless communism has managed to change the human personality so dramatically in the last 20 years...
Eliminate nationalism.
Right. I don't think that jealousy has been gotten rid of. I think if the great leaders of Cuba saw you as a great leader, their first response would not be to elevate you to a prime position in the world politics. I think it would be to suppress you, because there would still be jealousy. And also, I think this is a little bit in contradiction to what you just said, but you might as well say it.
I don't mind, honey. I don't mind contradictions. When I speak like I know somebody's thoughts, then that's a realm you can't contradict. When you're here in a public meeting, you can. I'm not worried about it.
She said that she thought that it would be terrific for the youth to be highly educated in schools all over the world, great universities.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant to serve in the revolution in Africa.
Okay. Well, anyway, but you may have misunderstood me. I meant that some of these people sitting around here doing nothing. All of them look moony-eyed at each other. And I meant there, the very institutions would cause them to have to mature to some degree. However, one thing I did see that I didn't like, too many women in Latin America, the whole city, leaning on the man, and they were not, but Castro was trying to fight it. He's trying to fight it, trying to put the babies, and trying to eliminate it. But boy, I saw some moony-eyed bitches there too. Boy, crazy, sick, moony-eyed bitches. All wrapped up. Wrapped up sick. And I saw a woman right across from me, had a cross on. Right on her neck. I thought, oh, shit. Had to come down to Cuba to watch somebody with a gold cross on her fucking neck. Well, that's freedom, they say. I guess you have freedom to wear a gold cross, but I don't like that kind of freedom. If I was a communist, it'd be a different kind of brand to me. Those crosses wouldn't be there.
One thing didn't like the cadres in the Communist Party building.
Yeah, I didn't like that. They got lost, and they had the machine guns on all of us. We got lost. We ended up in the goddamn headquarters of Dr. Castro. We were supposed to be going someplace. I can't tell. We're supposed to go to a fucking museum. My driver gets all fucked up and takes me to the very inner, elite, most guarded fucking cell of the Communist Party, where Castro is. And I walk right in. Some machine gun looking at me. And we were walking in there, and he said, "Daddy, what in the hell kind of museum is this?" And you see nothing in this son of a bitch. I said, "We're in the wrong place." And we see somebody coming around a little cart in a white coat. All those silver, all I remember that, silver cups and silver coffee pots. I said, "I don't like this shit. China." And I said, "What they're doing?" I said, "Well, this is the Central Committee. This is the heads of the Communist Party. Oh, you're right in the head of the Communist Party. All the big wigs are here. And he's taking them their breakfast." Oh, shit. A little elitism, you know. A lot of elitism. You don't need to, I don't believe it. There ain't no time to serve nobody out of China when there's folk going hungry. And I don't think I'll make a good Cuban in the ideal sense. But I'll just shut my mouth for the sake of children. So anything's better, or maybe not. But it seems to me it's a lot better than trying to kill little babies to give them something maybe twice better than USA than to just kill them. If that make any sense? Maybe half as good as I am, but it's half times better than, twice as better than the USA.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there was this opportunity for the youth to go to Cuba and to become educated in other schools and become highly trained professionals. I'd say I'd rather stay with dad, because if you have a choice of being a highly trained professional, and there are many of them in the world, or a choice of being a truly principled individual, and there are very few of those in the world, I'd choose to be highly principled and forget the education. And we're only going to get that from Jim to the level that we've ever gotten it. And we would always be disappointed. So if I had a choice between extreme professionalism and great training, and bring highly principled, and that would mean staying with father, I would stay with him.
You're welcome to come here anytime. It would be very healthy for you to come here, if you copy.
All those that are going to be in that hearing tomorrow, those family, any weak points you know, any corrupt thing you know about any of them, get it to her right now as quickly as possible. Any corrupt thing you know about any of those people, because we're going to make an accusation in front of their TVs and point them out what they are. At least we can do that. If we can't hit them with ball clubs, we can hit them with words. They may not print a word of it, but the sons of bitches will be embarrassed next time they start around.
I heard you.
Did you not, Tim Stone, want to murder Ken Salving? Didn't you plan to blow up whatever the goddamn buildings you wanted to blow up? You were going to do that. And it was Jim Jones that stopped you from that. You tried to turn us to terrorism, and he wanted to go the way of peace. You are a liar. You ought to be put in jail. You're a subversive. Throw it back at him. He accused us of being un-American now. What, is that American to go around trying to kill Ken Salving? He spent all night up in the library. And you got all kinds of witnesses doing that on how he's going to kill Ken Salving, because all out of spite, all on a personal vendetta, because Ken Salving said something about him. That's why I don't like you people thinking about vendettas. Personal vengeance is not a communist practice. I knew there's something awful sick about him. I said, you mean you're going to kill Ken Salving? This is stupid, killing Ken Salving. I said, he's nothing. He's a small fish. Don't bother killing no Ken Salving. I had to put my feet on him, and he still went out and hired a damn detective against my wishes and had to serve a bitch in my driveway to find him and locate him so I could get him killed. And then the fucker didn't do anything but take his $1,000 and he didn't give him nothing.
I wanted to say that when I was cleaning greens this afternoon, Mommy, I heard you say that it takes 5 seniors. They could go and to the States, or 5 seniors there, or whatever. But I'd like to be included in one of the 5, because I've had taste of freedom, and I'd love for our children to be free. And if killing these people will help it and stop all this mess, just send me with them.
That's the way we're going to get in trouble. I said, let nobody else stand up. And the whole fucking house stood up. Please, no one sit down. Everybody sit down. I said, please, no one sit down. Everybody sit down. I said, please don't sit down.
Everybody stand up, please.
Stand, you got it.
The more I see you, the more I love you, and I see such character in some of these older people going to go back and kill. But the more I feel like I'll just take my chances, I'm on ground that we got, and fuck it, come on, you take it. But I don't know what we're going to miss. Let's go on to the next one. Nobody else stand up in this line is what I meant. Now you can sit down. But you're supposed to stretch while you sit down.
Johnny.
I don't know how Castro have any more reason to get upset over the way they clap for 20 minutes before he speaks by more or less orchestration than they would see a sister, just a beautiful sister Staten, the same, like this, whatever she did. You know, what's the difference? You know, worship's worship. You can call it God or you can call it leader. Still worship. I don't think the communists would like that kind of analysis. I think they take worship and utilize it for good, and they got to recognize it for that. If they don't recognize it, then they're not where they ought to be. Go ahead.
Daddy, I come in to tell you I don't want to go to Cuba.
Okay, Pop. He's asked men all the way from the Azores Islands to Portugal and back to the United States. I don't blame him.
I can explain to myself a lot of time, and I like to say something. I don't say anything because it's something I can't understand.
Oh, you say it very plain.
And we senior citizens, we too only go over there in Cuba to work. And the United States don't give out check, if Cuba people don't go to work for us, we're going to die anyhow. We come in here for security.
You say you don't make any sense. I think you make a lot of sense.
I'm going to stay here. I come in here not to forgive you, not trouble.
Well, let me tell you, you don't ever. And don't worry, Brother Pina, you're never going to go hungry. We'll all die first. Okay? Check or no check? You sons of bitches, we'll give them a white night. What in the hell is going on? Remind me of some scene I saw so long time ago, some fucking funeral, I don't know.
They got Moten in the crowd.
Shit, you people are the ones going, you're getting a blessing. You're getting a blessing. You'll avoid a stroke walking around. Okay, go. Go. Go!
Hey, I think I'm a very dependent personally on your leadership, on the family being intact. I think a lot of other people are. I think if we go to Cuba, we won't be in the same position. Maybe in the beginning they'll accept us as an intact group with your leadership. We might not always be in that position. You're very humble about saying that you'll do whatever is necessary and, you know, do whatever work is necessary.
By the way, they should be writing up a trap, or somebody should write up. There should be some notes.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Steven?
Write some notes on the demand, why we think it should be a group intact. I know you make some cases intellectually that might appeal to the Cubans. And assurances that if there's any difficulty, we will certainly, change. I mean, if anybody can take out and can educate, we will more than gladly. Those that can fit in and they can make analysis of it, and we're just happy. Then if we're all at once there, you know, we got the same situation we got here. We can white knight one place as another. Right on. I don't object to that, Stephen. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, pointing all point our prospects. I ain't too tired to go in.
I think that the Cuban government will be very threatened by your ability to in leadership, and I would prefer to fight it out here.
Okay.
Talking. Dad, I wanted to say that I don't want to go to Cuba.
You don't? Why, honey?
You said you wasn't going.
No, I didn't say that.
No,
I didn't say that. I said if one of you couldn't get in, I won't go. I won't get off the boat.
If you stay, I'll stay. If you go
okay,
back
that's
to
okay.
sea,
that's okay.
I'll go back to sea.
I got you. I read you, sweetie. We're together. It's you and me, all the way. No more talking. Do you want to die? Reb will kill you with his hat. Now, you can think about it. How many of you know what we talked about? Okay, we talked, we were talking about Cuban red beans. How many know that? Cuban red beans. You know, the old timers, but they may not know what's going on, but they ain't going to fall for that trick twice. All right, how many want to go to Cuba? One, two. Okay, Christy and Professor. Also, hold up. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. And some of you people need to make more of another time when we're not so tired. More points because you're an honest dissenting minority.
You want to go to Cuba too, honey? I mean, I ain't decided where I'm going, so how the hell do you know what you'll go with me? These people are going whether I go or not. They're voting. How many are going to, how many want to go to Cuba? Edward Moore? Which way is Cuba, Edward?
It's in the fourth chapter.
It's down at the north end of the cooperative. What's that? It's over that way. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but the Pigry? To the northwest of Pigry. Oh, thank you. What is it, Hazel? It is.
It will never get there. Shit.
Northeast? No, Hazel. Oh, no, no. It's, it's